We're joined now by Peter Minella to talk about a new proposal over there in, I believe, certainly in Rensselaer County, by BioHigh Tech Global Incorporated. But Peter, maybe you can explain what exactly is this proposal and where is the proposed facility located?
Hi, Mark, and thanks for having me with you. It's a facility that's going to occupy 23 acres of the former BASF property over in Rensselaer, down along the Hudson. They're going to be building a 72 or so thousand square foot facility in which some things will be happening. What they basically are going to be doing is processing, they say, about 50,000 tons of refuse through it's like a drying process. They don't refer to heat, but they refer to it as a drying process that leaves kind of household refuse and other municipal waste as a kind of a flaky material that they say is EPA approved for burning in plants, like for cement plants and manufacturing, in lieu of doing fossil fuels. And rather than putting it all in a garbage dump, we're going to be drying it and sending it off in trucks to places in Pennsylvania and elsewhere as a fuel. The description of the facility is that it's all contained and doors are closed, so there won't be things flying around and should not be odors or emissions coming from it. But, you know, the jury's out because we haven't seen that operate.
If I get it, it sounds like this facility itself is not going to be burning the garbage, but it's going to, you know, do something to the garbage, a biological process, and then ship it someplace else, and then they'll burn it as a fuel.
Correct. Right. Okay. And the stories are that's going to Pennsylvania. There's a couple cement plants over in Pennsylvania that they would be contracting with, but we don't have that formally. We don't know that officially.
Is the city of Rensselaer being rewarded with this particular type of facility? What makes Rensselaer attractive?
I think I don't know what makes it attractive except for that facility. You know, there's space down on the river, and I think that's a concern that some of the neighbors and residents in Rensselaer have been trying to raise with the City Planning Commission and the City Council and the mayor of, you know, we've got this Dunn landfill, which is just, you know, shy of a Mount Everest sitting across the river. And now we're going to have this down on the bottom of the hill along the river itself. And, you know, the question becomes, is this what we want for our city? That we become a place that, you know, manufacturers and waste haulers say, hey, Rensselaer will take this stuff and we'll pay them and they'll be happy. You know, what price do we want to pay here? That's a question to me. I don't know what makes it attractive otherwise, except maybe we, you know, cut a deal where they don't have to pay us so much money. And that's me, the cynic. I don't know the reality of it because we've not seen that number. So when people say, well, we're going to do this instead of raising taxes, I don't know. Maybe taxes might be a better deal in the long run because we won't have sick kids and trash and all kinds of things floating around our city. I think those are questions that the residents are trying to ask, and we're not necessarily getting a lot of responses back from the city that give us any satisfaction.
I'm reading an old statement from the BioHigh Tech Global, and you know they're talking about this high efficiency biological treatment technology, but it says this can convert in a significant amount of mixed municipal waste. What exactly is the mixed municipal waste part? I mean, are they separating out the plastics, the metals? How, you know, garbage in, garbage out, as they say. What are they trying to remove before they put this stuff into the plant?
Well, you know? And you may be looking at one of the websites I've kind of prowled around too. They say that annually they'll produce 50,000 tons of fuel. And that accounts for 40% of the materials or the waste brought into the plant. Another 40% would evaporate. And that would concern me. Where's it evaporating to? I don't hear anybody talking about, you know, chimney stacks with cleaners on top like some of the cement plants and others have. I'm not hearing anything about that. But 40% evaporates, and they don't say what happens to the other 20%. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. They do say that they remove rocks and glass and metal products that, you know, can't be reduced by their biological process, which is also not described because they say it's patented or protected in some way, so they can't really describe it. You know, me, the cynic, asks, well, there's got to be heat involved there somewhere to dry refuse into flaky stuff, mm-hmm. unless you're blowing a lot of air. I'm not sure how this is going to work. But in not knowing, it raises concerns, which brings up the question that the neighbors and residents in Rensselaer here have brought up with the city, with not a small amount of frustration, maybe even anger, is that this is being built over what is now a cap brownfield that was part of BASF. And it sounds like you could see that they've got to dig these huge pits in which they'll put this stuff. And in doing so, they either are planning that they will, or they stand a risk of penetrating or piercing, piercing that cap. Well, it's capped for a reason. There's stuff underneath the cap that we don't want to see anymore. We don't want in our air anymore. So if they do that, how do we manage that? So the fact that the city has moved ahead with giving the initial permit, and they issued what's called a negative declaration, a NEGDEF for short, negative declaration, that says we kind of determine that no matter what they do, there won't be any negative environmental impact, adverse environmental impacts. So we're going to pass on doing an environmental impact statement. Well, you're on the river, you're bringing trash in, you're digging pits in the ground that might hit water tables, and you may be piercing a brownfield cap. Why in the world would you skip doing an environmental review?
Right. We're going to run out of time. I remember 30 years ago fighting, Henry Zwack, about a mixed waste co-composting facility out there in eastern Rensselaer County. And one of the things we discovered is that the final product, which they said was going to be a nice little compost, had a huge amount of plastics and heavy metals contained in it. Yeah. Has this technology been used anyplace else so far, and has anybody tested the actual quality of the stuff coming out?
They have just opened a plant like this in West Virginia. There's no information out of it yet. Okay. And they're planning another one in rural area outside of Philadelphia.
Now, I understand that the state is, they're now in the final permit process. So what's the final state review? And, what are you guys trying to do in terms of getting the state to pay attention?
We're hoping that that Basil Sagos, the commissioner of DEC, will order an environmental impact statement to be done and not issue a final permit until that's done. And people are writing to him. We're approaching the attorney general to intervene. We've spoken with good open ears from Assemblyman McDonald and from Senator Breslin, just kind of keeping them tuned up, and they're aware of it. They've had meetings with the city. I think they're understanding our frustration, and they're working with DEC, hopefully to do the right thing. But that's what we need. We need DEC to step in here and say, no, we're not just going to close our eyes and let this happen.
Now, so they're going to create this waste, product, and then allegedly ship it someplace else to be burned. Have they actually sited those little, I guess I would call them incinerators? And how do the community residents in that community feel about taking the garbage that's from Rensselaer?
To take it to be burned, we don't know that. We don't know exactly where it's going. Mm-hmm. What we do know, and I think is important for people who are listening to know, is that they're talking about 50 to 60 trucks per day going down in the Aiken Street area down in Rensselaer. And those are not wide streets. Those are neighborhood streets with kids and families. And that's a lot of trucks. It's similar, again, to ones coming up and done. They're going to be loaded to the gills with all kinds of waste in and out of there every day. And when the waste is burned or dried, it will also go back out in trucks and not in boats or trains. It's going to go back out in trucks as well and, traverse the countryside to get into Pennsylvania, New Jersey, or wherever.
Well,
a lot of traffic.
So along with the Dunn landfill, you guys, Rensselaer, trying to become the garbage capital of Northeast United States?
And that would be a shame. That would be a shame. That's what we're trying to stop.
Now, if people wanted to get more information about this particular facility or if they want to weigh in with DEC or even the city residents, even though the city, I guess, is pretty far along, how can people inform themselves in the last 30 seconds?
Couple of things. I know the group of us working on this are looking to create a website and an alert system about these things. There is a council meeting, Rensselaer Council meeting at City Hall on April 9th at 6 o'clock. Which they're going to be discussing this and some additional permitting questions. And we're looking at setting up some education days for people to come and learn more about it. And we'll be putting those in local media and social media to let them know. But the April 9th meeting of the city council could be an important meeting to learn and have something to say.
Well, Peter Manila, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to us. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.